So that's how we have the b'machzah shekel to be mechaper for the mechiras yosef. Mishnah says, "Loisesh shkolim chulin." The Mer brought this down before. The leftover money he asked from shkolim goes to chulin. So he answered, either it means like the beginning of the Mishnah before, when you are collecting, you're saving up penny by penny, and it came out at the end of the time you saved up more money than the machzah shekel. So leftover money, according to Beis Hillel, is chulin, because Anan Tzad, you didn't mean to give more than what you more than the machzah shekel. And according to Reb Eivor, the Pshat in the Mishnah is no. Even in the case with one shot, you take out a large sum of money from your pocket and you say, Eilu l'shikli, still we say you only have to give a machzah shekel, and the leftover money is chulin. Moiser asir sefer, the leftover of an asir sefer. The Gemara will explain that's the korban mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. If he put away, he was makdish a flour for the asir sefer, and he had leftover flour. What about moiser kinei zavin, a zav that has to bring the two birds for the kabonis? So he set aside money for the two birds, and then he used up, but he had leftover money. Kinei zavis, an isha to zavam, she has to bring these two birds. She saved up money and leftover money. Kina Yodos, Nishta gave birth, has a chiyah to bring these two birds. Chatoyas v'yashomis, somebody had a chiyah v'chatas or an oshim, and he saved up money for his korban chatas, and then when he went to spend the money, he didn't spend all the money, he has leftover money. Is maisra nedava, the leftover money from all these things goes to nedava, like the Mishnah before said also. A maisra, the korban chatas, goes to nedava. Like if Shimon was mazber, since there's no kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it, so when you put aside the money at the beginning for the chatas, you're meant to be mekadesh all the money. So even though you don't use it all, the leftover money has to go for the karbonis for nedava. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shu bo l'shem chatis, any money you set aside for korban atzachiyev that comes with teres chatis, or else mishum ashama, something you did a shuldik, you did an aveirah, and because of the aveirah you have to bring a korban, then we say moisar nedava. The leftover money from that goes in nedava. If you can't use the leftover money for chatis, because you don't have a chiyah to bring more than one chatis. You can't bring it for an oshim. You don't have a chiyah to bring more than one oshim. So that's the klal. Anytime it means that you have a chiyah, in other words, it's a korban that's coming because you did a chet. So you can only bring one korban. So the leftover money can't go for that korban. So the leftover money has to go to the nedava. The nedava we explained already, that it goes into a special box there, and the kohanim use that money to buy animals, that when the mizbeach is empty, no korbanis, they go and buy korbanis to bring it in. That's called the nedava. What about Moiser Oila? What do you do? You set aside money to buy a carbon oila, and you have leftover money. Is Loila. The leftover money, use it to buy another carbon oila. As an oila, you could bring with her as Nadavah. So leftover money goes for carbon oila. Moiser Mincha, also a Mincha. Bring for Mincha as Nadavah. Moiser Shlomim, the Shlomim. You set aside money to buy a carbon Shlomim, and you only use half the money. The leftover money also buy to buy another carbon Shlomim. Moiser Apesach. You have money you set aside to buy the Korban Pesach, and you have leftover, lishlamin. The leftover money goes to Korban Shlomin. Just like the moisture of the Korban Pesach itself becomes a Korban Shlomin, who are then the leftover money of the Korban Pesach, you can't bring two Korban Pesach. So locker is, the leftover money goes for Korban Shlomin. Moisture is zero and a zero. If somebody set aside money, or this is not a yochid, this is a tzibur. They collected money for the poor in the zirim, that to come Torah you have to bring a Korban. And they had leftover money, so the tzibur has to use this money for other nazirim. He has to leave it over for another nazir. What about moiser nazir? Means a yochid, a private person from himself, he was a nazir, and he went to put away money in his bank to save up to buy the korban, and at the end he had leftover money, is a medava. Since it's a private money for him, now he can't bring two korbanos, he only has to bring one. So leftover money goes in the medava. That's the name of the Mishnah. Zokti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Adi Anon Tamon. When I was up in Bavil, Shamati, I heard that called Rabbi Yehuda Shoyel Shmuel. I heard the way Rabbi Yehuda asked the question from Shmuel. That what? Hifrish Shiklo Yemeis. Somebody set aside money for his Machzah Shekel, and before he gave it to the Gizbar, to the Beis Hamikdash, he was Meis. What do we do with the money? Is my Yasu boy? What should we do with the money? Is Omalei, so Shmuel answered back to Yehuda, Yipul l'nedava. Such money has to go l'nedava. And since the person was makdashit, and he for sure meant it, because he had a chiyah to give the master shekel, so even though he's mace, you can't give the money now to the machzor shekel because the person's not alive. There's no din now. But the money has a din kedusha on it that you have to give it to the nedavim. It has to go into that coop, into that box where they use the money to buy the kabonis to feed the mizbeach when it's empty. What about the moiser asir sefer shaloi? What do you do with the leftover flour that a kohen gadol has when he brings his mincha, the asir sefer? Is Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin said, Yolichim liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Yechonin said, the leftover flour is osa bano, you can't do anything with it, you have to throw it into the yam, throw it into the ocean. Yam ha-melech. In other words, le-neted le-mel boy, you can't have any enjoyment from it, and you won't be over the yasamila. That's what Rabbi Yechonin holds. Rabbi Loza, Shemustam Rabbi Loza, Omar, he says, Yiplu le-medova. No, the leftover of the Asira Seifa, the leftover flour, or else leftover money, that you set aside to buy in a serious sefer, the leftover money goes in the dover. That's what Rabbi Loza says. So Gemara says, "Mas nisen pliga Rabbi Yechonin." The Chor for now Mishnah it argues on Rabbi Yechonin. It's like a Tekasha on Rabbi Yechonin. Our Mishnah says clearly that the meister of the serious sefer is what is in the dover. So Chor Tzurai it's Rabbi Loza and a Tekasha on Rabbi Yechonin. What does Rabbi Yechonin do with our Mishnah? How does Rabbi Yechonin say the leftover money or the flour for the serious sefer has to go to Yam HaMelech? Our Mishnah says clearly it's used for nedava. Because what our Mishnah says, Moise Shkolim Chulin, Moise Rasir Seifa, Moise Kine Zavim, Kine Zavois, Moise Kine Yodois, Chatos Hashemus, Moisar in nedava. Our Mishnah says clearly it goes for nedava, not like Rabbi Yechonin. So we're to head on Kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. So at Gemara, Mayova the Rabbi Yechonin, what does Rabbi Yechonin do with our Mishnah? Rabbi Yechonin also learned our Mishnah. What does he do with our Mishnah? If the Gemara posts Allah, he'll answer our Mishnah like this: that Moiser Asira Soefa Shel Minchas Choita Shel Yisrael. The word called Gro takes out Shel Yisrael. In other words, there are two different type of people that bring an Asira Soefa. There's one, the Kohen Gadol. He has the chiv every single day to bring the Asira Soefa. So the Kohen Gadol, that was a Yechon's Halacha, that the Kohen Gadol Asir Seifa is not Limedova. That has to be Liyam HaMelech. You have to throw away its Asir Banor. That's what our Mishnah says, that the Asir, the leftover of the Asir Seifa, goes to the Dova, that goes on Yisrael. A regular Yisrael that did a Chet, the Lacha is, if you're an Oni, you can't afford to bring a Chatis by a Korban Olu V'Yorid, who let you bring a Mincha. You bring a Mincha of an Asir Seifa, and that's the place of a Korban Chatis for you. If you're a Dalai Dalas, very poor person, you can't even afford to buy birds. So we let you only bring a mincha. That mincha is called an Asira Seifa. So when a Yisrael that has the chiyuv to bring a korban chatis ends up bringing an Asira Seifa, it has the same halacha like a korban chatis, that the leftover money for it goes in the dover. So that's pshat now Mishnah. So therefore there's no kash on Rabbi Yechonin. Like the commentator says, Shemincha Schoita, Shemakriv Bedali Dalas, a very poor person. There, Moisar Sakai Samizbeich, the leftover money he collected goes in the dover. Did a mokim chatisu, because that Asirus Seifa is in the place of a korban chatis. Avol Asirus Seifa shekohen gadol lenikri chatis linyin ze sheimaisu nedava. That the kohen gadol has the chiv every single day to bring that Asirus Seifa, that's not the terus of korban chatis. That's a new koyach of a korban mincha he has. So on his chiv, there we say the leftover money or the leftover flour has to go liyam HaMelech. Rabbi Yosi Omar, Aldo Olul Abba Baraba. Aldo means on this kashal, on this sugya that we're soon going to talk about, did Abba Baraba ask a question? Like he said, the Kavaneda, Aldo Olul Abba Baraba, Alho de Maisi Bisomach, on the sugya the Gemara is soon going to bring, Hikshali Avua de Shmuel, Diyu Abba Bar Abba. That was Abba Baraba. That was Shmuel's father. That Shmuel's father asked me a shayla on this sugya. So that's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. That Abba Rabba asked me a question on this next sugya. The Inun Amrinun, there are some people that hold that Minayin, or it means Shebnei Bavel Omrim. The people in Bavel used to say, Minayin, how do we know? Sha Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomin. How do we know that the Korban Pesach comes out to be a Korban Shlomin? That when either the leftover money for Korban Pesach, we're saying in our Mishnah, goes for Korban Shlomin, or else the Chlal, a Korban Pesach itself, Liachas Manoi, becomes to be a Korban Shlomim. How do we know this? How do we know that a Korban Pesach changes over to be a Korban Shlomim? Or else the leftover money goes for Shlomim. Talmud Lomim of the Pesach says like this in Vayikra. V'yim min atzorin karbonoi. If you bring in a Korban from sheep, lezevach Shlomim. So we dash in kol shu min atzoin. Any korban that only comes, what the halacha means now, that comes from sheep, bo shlomin, comes to be a shlomin. So since the korban Pesach also is from sheep, you could bring it from either kvosim or izim. You could bring a korban Pesach from tzoin. Tzoin means either lambs or else goats. So since the korban Pesach is also min atzoin, it ends up to be a shlomin. So Korban Eved says, Lav Kroa Yisair, it's not an extra Pasuk Kedorish, Ela Mashmois of the Kroa, that's Pshan the Pasuk, Mashmoy Hochi, V'yimdover Habo Menatzoin, anything you bring in from sheep, Ta'ay no Pesach, like a Korban Pesach, Shein Abo Ela Menatzoin, a Korban Pesach is only from sheep, Hoye Korban Yarehi Luzevach HaShlomin, it also comes to be a Korban Shlomin, V'yakorkok, what is going on, Shloi Bizmani Komer, after Pesach, Di Bizmano Yafin Liyel the Pasuk, on Pesach itself, like an Erev Pesach, a Korban Pesach has to be geshachten only l'shem Pesach. He geshachted then l'shem shtomim is possible. So the Gemara now means to say, Moiser Korban Pesach. After Pesach, what do you do with the Korban? It comes to be a shlomim. So Bavli learned from this pasuk. So he's Sivon, he has the kasha. He's Abba Barabba, he has the kasha on this Rosha. Hare Oila. Why don't you say then a Pesach should come to be a Korban Oila? Hare Oila. Minatzein. Dovar Sheina. Yeah. Where oil is also minatzoin. So why don't we say an oil also? Yeah. There's a Korban that says, Minolon the Kor of Dafke Shlomim. How do we know the leftover Pesach is only Korban Shlomim? Dilma Kor of Nami Yela. Maybe it could be brought for Korban oil also. That's one shot. Inami says, Dilma Hail Zavach Shlomim means Lemoiser Oila, the Kor of Shlomim Kosi. Vizel Nira Yosef. That's a better shot. That's what we should learn. The kasher is now, how do we know to say it's going on the leftover money from a Korban Pesach, or the leftover Pesach goes l'shlomim? Maybe it means even on the Korban Eilah. If somebody set aside $100 for Korban Eilah, and later you only use $50, so the Mishnah says, what do you do with the extra $50? You buy another Korban Eilah. For the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe the leftover money for the Korban Eilah should also go l'shlomim. Why? Because an Eilah could also be minat sein. So you're telling me now, any Korban that comes from sein, from sheep, the leftover goes to shlomim. So even a korban oil, also the leftover money should go for shlomim. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says the leftover money from the korban oil goes loyla. Have the Gemara dovo shein abo elim minatzoin. This pasuk vim minatzoin means a type of a korban that only comes from sheep. Yotis oila mashenk in a korban oil she bo af min abokur. A korban oil you can bring from any type of an animal you want, from sheep and from cattle. So since it comes minat bokor, therefore you don't have this drasha to say the leftover money of a korban oilah should go minat shlomim. It's only leftover from something that's only minat tzoin, like a korban pesach. So he's slavin. So Abba Rabbi asked another kasha. Hare Yoshim, what about a korban oshim? Says, why don't you say the leftover money from a korban oshim should go for shlomim? Because oshim also only comes from tzoin, cannot come from bokor. Is Amar Rav Bun Barkano min hatzoin? The pasuk says v'yim min hatzoin. So we dash in dover shubo mikol hatzoin, a type of a korban that comes from any type of a sheep. Sheep tzoin means kvosim and izim, means goats and lambs. Yotza oshem mashenk and a korban oshem she'ein abo elam min elam. An oshem can only come from elam, from lambs. Elam are a lambs, an older lamb. A ram is an older lamb. Yeah. It can only come from Elim. It can't come from goats, the kitzur. So an Oshram can't be an ace, can't be a goat. So therefore it's not nichl in this post to say, V'yim min atzoin kabonoi, it should go l'shlomin. So it's only talking about a korban pesach. A korban pesach can come from any type of a tzoin. A korban pesach can come from goats or from lambs. So therefore, a korban pesach is good, fits into this pasuk. V'yim min atzoin, a korban that comes from any type of a sheep, is korban zevach shlomim. Mashenk and a korban oshim that doesn't only come from elim, it does not come from izim. You cannot bring a goat for a korban oshim. Therefore, you don't have this pasuk to say the leftover money of an oshim should go for shlomim. The leftover money, the Mishnah says, goes with the dover. Min elim bilvad. Yeah, fugad ain't a boy minizim, right? Korban oshim doesn't come from goats. Vaitam. V'chol after tomorrow, new kashi now. V'chol after all over, at omer, you always say, min lamayit. Usually the word min, it excludes something. Like here, the pasuk of yim min atzoin. All other places, min always means excluding, there's not something. Like Krabbeta says, the whole makam at Reimer, min lamayit, kagoin, min abhema, loitzias a roiva, or venirva, min abok, loitzias a nevad, a behema that was worshipped for avoid a zara, or else roiva venirva, you can't use that animal for korban. Suppose it says min abokar, it's a miyat, not all animals. They can at mar min l'rabbis. And here telling me the word min means to include something. He's telling me now v'im min atzorin kabonu zavach hashtom, and telling me a chiddush that a carbon pesach, leftover money or the leftover carbon pesach, goes to carbon shlomim. So you're saying a chiddush that not only is there a push to the carbon shlomim, there's even a carbon pesach that comes out to be a carbon shlomim. So you're including something. That's not the way usually you do. Usually min excludes something. Amar Rav Mono, hochi nami min lamayit miyute. No, the word min also excludes something. Shayna bo ben shteishonim. Let's talk about a korban pesach which cannot be 2 years old. A korban pesach is only kosher 1 year old. The second year already is possible. Who had din miyut shayna bo nekeva? You don't have this din by nekeva because the korban pesach can only be a zocher, can't be nekeva. So meilu min also means mutim. When do we say this din that leftover money or the leftover korban goes with shlomim? Min is a miyut, not all types, only 1 year old and only a zocher, not a nekeva. Mashenkin v'gabe shlomim nami. The more saying that if we would have dashed in this posik for an oshim, it also would have been good. Is min l'mayitu shein abu elam in elam bovad. Has on the kasha that we wanted to say, why doesn't this posik v'im min atzoin come to tell us oshim? That also would have been good because an oshim is a miyat to say it's only coming from lamb and not from goats. Shein abu elam in elam bovad. It doesn't come from izim. But so that's what it would have, that's why the kasha from Oshem is good. But the mice we don't learn out can't be including Oshem, because the pasuk says v'yimin hatzoin, the extra hay hatzoin is mashma. It has to be such a carbon that could come from any type of tzoin. It has to be a carbon that could come from either from goats, and an Oshem that can't come from goats is not included in this pasuk. Only a carbon pesach which comes from either a lamb or a goat, from both of them, that's included in v'yimin hatzoin. So the Mara Ha'isivun. I have another kasha now. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yimin atzorin karbonoi, min ha'kfosim amin ha'izim, l'yoyla. Does the Pasuk say what? That min atzorin karbonoi, if you bring a lamb or you bring goats, it's for karbonoyla. Is the Chur Mayata from now, Moisera Pesach bo'oyla. He's what you dash in the Pasuk of Yikri Gimel to say that leftover karbon Pesach, V'yimin atzorin karbonoi, zevach shlomim. You're dashing that posit that Korban Pesach is a shlomim. Why don't you dash in the Vayikra Aleph? The posit that says by Korban Eilo. By Korban Eilo also says the same lashon. It says, V'yim min atzorin kabonim min akvosim min oizim l'yoylo. So why don't you dash in here also to say that there's some type of a korban that comes from kvosim and izim, like a Korban Pesach, that leftover of it should be a Korban Eilo. It's how do we know the leftover Pesach is a shlomim? Maybe the leftover of a Korban Pesach should be an Eilo. And if the Gemara poshit, Meyator Moisra Pesach Boila. This part of Kashto. In other words, now what should come out is that the leftover of the Korban Pesach should be from Eilo. At this part of the Kasha. How do we know to dashin from the Pasuk Shlomim? Maybe dashin from the Pasuk of Eilo. That the leftover of the Korban Pesach goes to Korban Eilo. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Ovon Mishanin. I'll give you a teretz. Oh no, Mishanin. We change Dover Shulachilo le Dover Shulachilo. Hey, so Matchila, you had a Korban Pesach here. Now, true, it passed by, Pesach, you don't need it anymore. So the question is, now, what do we do with this korban? So since at the right time, a korban Pesach you're allowed to eat, it's a svara, change it over to another korban that you could also eat. A shlomim you're allowed to eat. However, the aim is shining, it's a svara, don't change over this Pesach to a korban, dover shulachila. Like, don't change over the korban Pesach that was edible, ledover shenulachila, into something that doesn't have heter achila. A korban early you can't eat. So that's a svara to say the leftover Pesach should have a din shlomim on it and not have a din oila. Another svara is Amri Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun Mishan, and he gives a teretz like this: Kochim Kalim l'shem Kochim Kalim. It's good to change over a korban Pesach, which is a Kochim Kalim, into a shlomim, which is also a Kochim Kalim. The yem Mishan and Kochim Kalim l'shem Kochim Kadoshim. But we don't change over a korban of a korban Pesach, which was a Kachim Kalim, into a Korban Eilo, which is a Kachim Kadoshim. So that's the svara why, if you have two psukim to learn out Pesach from, it's more mistabot to learn it out from a Korban Shlomim, rather than a Korban Eilo. Mor Rabbi Yechin Nomer, Aldo Olol Rabbi Chanina. or Rabbi Chanina, like, asked the question on this next sugya we'll talk about. He came in the picture in this sugya. Tiyin and Amrin, the Bnei Bov will say, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomin. When you have a Korban Pesach, even after Pesach went by, it by itself, the Korban doesn't come into a Shlomin, Elim came Shachatul L'Shem Shlomin. You have to shecht it now, Mishash Shita, it's called, you have to have an Akira, like we had in Sochim. You have to have a Ferish HaKavana now, I'm shechting this Korban now, L'Shem Shlomin. That you have in mind, the Shem Shlomim, that changes over the Gedusha from a Korban Pesach into a Korban Shlomim. That's what Bnei Bavel says. V'ani Yoimer, Reb Chanina said, Afilu Shachatu L'Shem Oila. He yells, no, you don't have to shecht L'Shem Shlomim. As long as you shecht it, L'Shem something else, not L'Shem Korban Pesach. It's any type of a Machshava Tzul you put on this Korban, that makes it into a Korban Shlomim. So even if you shecht it with the Machshavas L'Shem Oila, as long as you're not shechting l'shem Korban Pesach, that automatically makes it into a Korban or a Shlomim. In other words, you don't need an Akira. It's enough just that you're not shechting l'shem Pesach, that's enough. That's the Bechlin Esvarim. Amar Rabbi Ilar. Rabbi Ilar said like this. Time of the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says like this. Amar Rabbi Ilar, time of the Rabbi Yechanan, im menatzoin kabonoi, lezevach Shlomim. That means kol shu zevach voshlomim. Now, Rabbi Chanina saying over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Or we start out to say, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, "Heis aldo olu Rabbi Chanina." So Rabbi Yechanan said over. Rabbi Chanina said this. So Moses explaining now what's the time of Rabbi Yechanan. Like, how did he know that Chanina said this svara to say that if you have a korban Pesach after Pesach, even though you don't shecht it l'shem shlomim, any korban you shecht it for, it's kosher for shlomim. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, im min hatzorin kabonoi lezevach shlomim. So we dashin kol shu zevach bo shlomim. Has anything you shecht it for, it automatically becomes a shlomim. You don't have to shecht it l'shem shlomim, but by itself it becomes a shlomim. Like he says, lezevach shlomim, kro yiseru, it's an extra pasuk. To have a Muslim Michtav Lishlomim. It could have just said Lishlomim. And it says Lizevach. So in Dashin, Kol Shu Zevach, Kleimer, Lechol Zevach Shiz Vechenum, Lishlomim Yehei. For any type of a carbon you shecht it for now, automatically it turns into a carbon Shlomim. Like you Mazrim Sochin. But you say it is that you have a carbon Pesach. If the Pesach is not growing for the carbon Pesach. So all you have to do is just shecht it for any type of Absul that automatically like takes off the Kedushas Pesach on it. Once the Kedushas Pesach goes off it, automatically by itself, the Torah put the Shlomim there. Or else some say, really, every Korban Pesach really is a Korban Shlomim. Just on top of the Korban Shlomim, there's the Kedushas Pesach. All you have to do is just take off the Kedushas Pesach, and automatically the Shlomim is there. So you just have to shecht it for some machshava that passes it for a Torah's Korban Pesach, for any other Korban achutz from the Korban Pesach, and then automatically it becomes a Shlomim. That's Rabbi Chanina's svara. So tomorrow, Umishtane lemachsheves psul heichavida. What's going to be the locha of this korban pesach now? That when you shechted it, you shechted the machsheves pigul. Like you instead of stam shechting l'shem shlomim, you shechted it almanas, teed it in 3 days from now. Shechted l'shem oila almanas lizrok domo lemocher. What's going to be if you did two things wrong? Like you shechted this korban pesach l'shem oila, the chuy has one thing wrong, almanas that the zrik is a dam you should do tomorrow. Which usually that machshava makes it into pigul. So does it become posel or not? That's the question. So he answers back, mikom makom poselu. Of course it's posel. Like why not? Like even if you want to say you make it into a carbon oil also has this psul of pigul. Like any carbon you want, if you shecht it amanas to make this rika tomorrow, that's a machshava's pigul. That's chuslas manoi. The Torah says it's pigul. It's a chayav chiv karas if you eat it. So what do I care now? You take this carbon pesach. Instead of shechting l'shem shlomim, you shecht it l'shem carbon oil, so what? Like it can't be worse than it'll be a carbon oil itself. And still there's halacha that it becomes pigul. So for sure it'll be psul, it'll be a big pigul. And the Gemara, ein taimer mishtana l'machsheves psul. Pigul, ein taimer, ein mishtana l'machsheves psul pigul. Gemara means to say like this. Like we have this sugya in Zvachim that says that the din of pigul is when you have a carbon. We have katsoyas kosher, kachak tsoras psul. There's the machshav, the chiddush of pigul is, let's say you have a korban shlomim. You shecht the korban l'shem korban shlomim. Really, you did all dalar avodis. You did the shchita, the kabbalah, the locha, and the zrika. Everything was good. there's only one thing you thought wrong. You had a machshavas pigul here, that you thought you're going to make this rika chus lezmanoi. I'm going to make this rika tomorrow, not at the right time. Then it's chalap psul pigul. What about if you had another machshavas psul also there? Achutz from the psul pigul, you thought something else. The moshe, you have a korban oila, and you shech the korban oila l'shem korban chatis. So there's a psul shino kaidish there. So, and then you also thought, b'shashchita, you want to do this rika tomorrow. Then we say it's not chalda, you say the pigul. Because pigul has to be that if not for this machshav that I'm going to do it tomorrow, everything else was done kosher. But here, even without that machshav, it's puzzle, because you did the carbon erla, l'shem a carbon chatis, which makes the carbon puzzle. So then we say there's no yisrael of pigul is chal. So you know, that's his shayla here. Here I took this carbon pesach, and I shechted l'shem oila. If that's going to be a psul, that I shechted l'shem oila, instead of shechted l'shem shlomin, I shechted l'shem oila. So if you're going to tell me this chal of psul, this carbon right now, so even though then I also had the machshava to make this rika tomorrow, it won't be chal pigul, because there's a psul in the avoidus. The avoidus weren't done right, because you had a machshava, the wrong machshava, to make it into a carbon oila when it should have been a shlomin. But on the other side is no. If you tell me now the fact you take this carbon pesach and you shecht l'shem oila, that's no psul. For that alone, faket, like Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan learns, automatically becomes into a shlomin. So really the carbon should be a kosher shlomin. So the only thing is wrong is that you have this machshava to shecht, to make this rika tomorrow, then it would be pigul. So that was his shayla. In other words, when you have two wrong machshavas here, you have this carbon pesach, and you shecht l'shem a carbon oila, and that you want to make this rika tomorrow, if you tell me the fact you shecht l'shem oila doesn't make any difference, it's still kosher, it's automatically a carbon shlamim, then it would be chal pigul. It would be a nisakaris on it. But if you tell me no, the fact you shecht l'shem oila made a psul here, so once it's psul, it can't be chal the psul pigul anymore, there won't be a nisakaris anymore, and only stam be psul, there won't be a chiv karis. So that was the shayla. The more of item. What about lishmoi v'shloi lishmoi b'shal yemoi sashona? You have this korban pesach that after pesach you shecht it lishmoi l'shem korban pesach and also shloi lishmoi. Now the locker is like this: if you stand take the korban pesach itself and after pesach shechted l'shem korban pesach, that's possible because after you dalal v'nisan you can't use it anymore. If you shecht the shloi lishmoi, that means not for pesach or anything else, then it's kosher. Because if it's shechting and not for Pesach, you take off the Kedushas Pesach, and automatically it becomes a Shlomim. What about if you had both Machshavas here? Lishmoi, v'shle lishmoi, v'shay yemoi sashona. It's Rabbi Bun Bar Chiyo, v'shem Shmuel Bar Abba. Mechivon shein loy shein, since now it's after Pesach, so really it's not called the Kerma Pesach anymore, I tell you, nasa kishechtoi lishmoi, v'shle lishmoi, v'shtika. It's as if you kept quiet the whole time. Now that that you said it should be lishmoi, and it should be shloi lishmoi, but there's no really lishmoi on it anymore, because it's not Pesach, they have to Pesach already. So he said, oblivs like a shtik, like a shech, it's tam, and minas tam, the carbon is also kosher. Oblivs like a shtik, then it's kosher. Vu kosher, therefore it's good. Omalei, he answered back, im kainu, that's a svara, im kainu, afilu shochtu lishmoi, even if you made the shchita only lishmoi, just l'shem carbon Pesach, it should also be kosher. Almanat lisrak damish shloi lishmoi. And then also, you had a machshava that the Shah Zerika, you wanted that to be done shloi lishmoi. But the ikakasher is that when you have the machshava of Bishas Shchita to shecht l'shem korban pesach, why is that possible? Yase mishor rishayna kishechta lishmoi v'shloi lishmoi b'shtika. If you're telling, v'yei kosher, it should be kosher. If you're telling me now, since it's after Pesach, so it's not really a korban pesach anymore, so even if you shecht l'shem korban pesach, it should still be kosher. And that's the kasha, because we know not like that. We know if you shecht this korban only l'shem korban pesach, havadav is possible. Is Omer Rabbi Abba Mori, ma noimar, who tells you, b'shtika kosher, that at b'chal, it's considered like it kept quiet, that it's kosher. Or in nema b'shtika posel, maybe no, let's say this keeping quiet is called its posel. So some learns pshat is that there's a chilik. In the first case, when you said b'shashchita lishmoi en shle lishmoi, since you said shloi lishmoi, that makes it kosher, like you oikah the shem pesach. But here, b'shash chita, you're only saying lishmoi, so this is not called the shtika. This is called yeshachting the korban pesach, l'shem korban pesach. And since now it's not pesach, senach naim with the korban is posel. So there's a difference in the two cases. So again, it's only kosher when b'shash chita you're mentioning the shloi lishmoi, even though you're also saying lishmoi, but since you also said shloi lishmoi, that's when it's kosher. But if you don't mention both, then tak, it's possible.